Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Gríomh agus fáilte chuig Know Your Constituency, taking you through all 43 constituencies, the runners and riders, the boundary maps, the party rivalries and the party infighting as well. I'm Cormac O'Hara. Barry Lenehan of RTE Radio is here again, and also with us is Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University. You've both been poring over these constituencies, studying every highway and byway of them. So let's get started on the next one. It's Cork South Central. And there are some big names, both outgoing and potentially incoming here. Barry, you might give us the essentials, the seats and the seat holders.
So only two incumbents entering the ring here on this one, Cormac. They are Sinn Féin's Donacha O'Leary and then the leader of Fianna Fáil, Tánaiste Micheál Martin. Two incumbents not around this time, or two who won their seats the last time, not entering the ring this time. Fine Gael's Simon Coveney standing aside at this election. And of course, Fianna Fáil's Michael McGrath, who's now over the European Commission. This was a four-seater last time. It's now up to a five-seater. So quite the contest in store.
And the boundary changes, Gary?
Significant. 4-5, as Barry said, and we're looking basically at the sort of the west of the city, Glasheen, Bishopstown, more importantly perhaps, people would know Cork University Hospital. That's what the sort of the area we're looking at. And then bits of the city which are forever going between Cork North Central and Cork South Central. But the addition of Bishopstown has really made it made it into the five-seater that it is going to be now.
Okay, so we have some big names here, as we mentioned, in Cork South Central. But Gary, what are the big issues here in the constituency?
Cork South Central has always been seen as the sort of the more affluent part of the city, but there are certain pockets of deprivation around the city centre, which I think will be an issue. Traffic chaos all across the south side is a big issue. And as I just mentioned, Cork University Hospital health remains a pressing issue in this constituency, as it is, I think, all across the state. And maybe most importantly, again, housing. So the local issues are the national issues, yeah, and vice versa.
And that happens in very many constituencies.
Very much so.
And
it's a city stronghold, but then with pockets of significant rural elements as well, where Simon Coveney, for instance, was very strong, and it remains to be seen how it will play out. So there is that urban-rural dichotomy.
Yeah,
there.
And whenever there's a senior figure from government, like this is the Tánaiste's constituency, all of the candidates bring in the national issues and try and pin it on the local bigwig as well. So that happens.
Very much. And remember, Micheál Martin has been a TD here since 1989.
Okay.
That's a long time ago.
As they say, that's a long time in politics. Indeed. Now, with the health warning time, we're saying in every episode of this podcast series that all of these conversations are based on the information we have at the time of recording. So candidate nominations have not closed as we're speaking. And Barry will update us later with any news once that happens. But for now, Barry, runners and riders in Cork South Central.
Well, as one political observer in the constituency said to me, Cork likes its political superstars, or its political rock stars as well, referencing Jack Lynch. Now, I'm not sure if Micheál Martin could be described as a rock star, but he is the Tánaiste and Fianna Fáil leader, and he's highly expected to retain his seat with some degree of comfort. He didn't reach the quota on the first count the last time amid the Sinn Féin surge, garnering 19% of the vote, but it's expected that he should surge to victory here, Micheál Martin, in particular votes around the Dougherty area and Turner's Cross as well. And he's to be joined a new candidate, but one with quite the electoral record already. Michael McGrath's brother, Seamus McGrath, one Fianna Fáil senior apparatchik, told me how Seamus is going to make Michael look like a choir boy when the votes are counted.
He garnered came from within the party.
He garnered 5,191 votes in the last local election, more than double the quota, the highest vote of the country. And he also had the highest vote of the country in the Carrigaline electoral area in 2019 also, when he took in 4,247 votes. So really the presence of these two big beasts amid the departure of another big political beast in Simon Coveney's of Fine Gael, the presence of this pair does make it difficult for other candidates to gain oxygen, it must be said.
So Gary, a five-seater compared to a four-seater, will affect the dynamics of the campaign and strategies here from the various parties, you'd imagine.
You would. And I'm somewhat surprised in one way that Fianna Fáil aren't running a third candidate. We expect that Micheál Martin and Seamus McGrath might both actually exceed the quota on the first count, and if that happens, there'll be a whole host of transfers that won't. There'll be some from the surplus, but
it was interesting in the local elections that more of Seamus McGrath's transfers went to Fine Gael rather than his running mate of Fianna Fáil at the time. So perhaps maybe they are thinking of their coalition partners in this decision.
Well, but if they did run a three-part candidate strategy, it would make the Fine Gael candidates quite nervous, wouldn't it?
It would indeed, yeah, because Fine Gael are running three candidates. But just a quick little bit of history here. In 2011. This was one of only two constituencies in the country where Fianna Fáil won two seats in their great meltdown. Micheál Martin and Michael McGrath. There was a lot of thought that McGrath wouldn't take the seat, but he did, and went on then to have a stellar career over the next decade as in opposition and then in government. And now he's off in the grandeur of Europe, and his brother will certainly, I think, take that seat. For Fine Gael, so Gerry Buttermore has been brought onto the ticket by the higher ups in the party, and Gerry is based in Bishopstown, former TD, of course. In 2011, lost his seat in 16, and then didn't make much of a fist of it in 2020. But I think the expectation is that he will, whether we use the word Dyson or Hoover, he will get a lot of votes in Bishopstown, which will give him a bit of a fair wind. There are other two candidates who did well in the local elections, Barry, but I don't think they look as competitive as
Gerry. Yeah, that's Una McCarthy and Shane O'Callaghan.
Yeah, Shane O'Callaghan and Councillor Una McCarthy, initially selected by Fine Gael here at a selection convention where there was a much gnashing of teeth amongst Fine Gael grassroots. They were unhappy with the directive issued to them prior to the vote, which saw McCarthy automatically get through that convention as the candidate from the Carrigaline area, which would have been Simon Coveney's base. Now, Shane O'Callaghan coming into the constituency from Bandon, he does have a good record, but he is in Micheál Martin's backyard, whilst Una McCarthy, she's in the backyard of Seamus McGrath, where he is, of course, hoovering up all those votes. So there was an opinion poll carried out by Fine Gael, and Fine Gael sources saying that Gerry Buttermore, upon its results, was slapped on the ticket overnight. So was Buttermore polling well, or were the other pair polling poorly? I guess we'll never know. But Buttermore is put forward as the lead candidate out of the three, and he seems well placed to take that Fine Gael seat with Bishopstown added into the constituency.
And perhaps one of the interesting things about Fine Gael is the fact that they're not running John Mullins, who was their second candidate in the European elections, and maybe didn't poll as well as they thought he would, but certainly didn't disgrace himself. And he has a long and high profile in the GAA and across various. He was a chairman of Cork Port and the like, but no, he isn't running. McCarthy and O'Callaghan won through the convention system. They've added Buttermore with the expectation of one seat, but not a second. And in one way, you know, maybe it goes to the weakness of Fine Gael in this election, that they're not looking at a second seat in Cork
now,
South
Central. Sources locally think that the Harris Hop will put them in the hunt for a second seat, and they did hold two seats out of five here before, but given the big beasts from Fianna Fáil on the pitch here, perhaps they might be up against it. And Una McCarthy, she does have a famous GAA links, which are always important in Cork, aren't they, Gary? She is, of course, the daughter of the former Cork hurling manager Justin McCarthy as well.
She is. No, and to go to GAA links, then we have Donegh O'Leary, the current Sinn Féin deputy.
Yeah.
He is a strong links with St. Finbarr's Hurling and Football Club and the Glasheen side of the constituency. He's very strong in and around the sort of the Toker area, and I think the expectation is that he will retain his seat quite comfortably. He's one of Sinn Féin, in my view, better performers both in the Dáil and on the media.
And there's five seats here, so there is a Sinn Féin seat.
And of course, he won a seat in 2020 quite comfortably, and there's no expectation to think that he won't do
25% of the vote on that occasion.
Beyond Sinn Féin, is there any space here for a seat for the left? For example, the Social Democrats, Pádraig Rice, or Labour's Laura Harman?
Yeah, Harman was very active in student politics in UCC, and then was also very active in the Repeal the Eight Amendment campaign, and has long social activism. Did very well in the local elections in Cork, and I think she might poll reasonably well. But I think there's a strong independent, Mick Finn, based in the sort of Friars Walker. He's a former Lord Mayor of Cork. He has sort of Fianna Fáil gene pool about him, and I think he...
And you know, you throw in as well Anna Daly from Aintu and Monica O'Kay from the Green Party. Is again, on the left, there's a disparate...
There's a soft left vote here that if it could coalesce together. Of course, we mentioned Laura Harman around Wilton. You also have Paul de Grice of the Social Democrats based in Ballyfihan, who won a seat at the first time of asking in the local elections in June. And he's also put forward by Social Democrats top brass and those within the party perhaps as one of their key target gains for a seat. They think he is a great chance. Really, the battle there would be between who finishes ahead between Rice and Harman, and who benefits most from the transfers from the Green Party, who've had a tradition in this constituency going back to Dan Boyle, you'll recall. So whoever can emerge in that mini battle might make their way up to be in the shake-up for the final seat. But Rice is surrounded, it must be said, by a lot of strong candidates. I think the independent Pádraig Dineen could be running. Of course, it's Micheál Martin's area, it's Shane O'Callaghan's area,
but it's also
so he might
Donegal be harmed. Strong in that, so like people might not know, but it's a lot of old council houses, slightly gentrified in the meantime. Socially engaged, I would say there. I think those people will turn out to vote, and I think O'Lear is hoping they'll coalesce around him. I'm still sceptical of the Social Democrats' chances in either of the Cork constituencies.
The Greens any chance at all?
They took 10% or 9.4% the last time, so that vote has to go somewhere.
It does, but I'm not convinced that it will. They'll get enough first preference votes to make themselves competitive at the end. The Greens, no. I don't give them too much hope here either. And basically on the ground that third party candidates, or not third party, but like the third party in the coalition, if you're
suffer
voting...
generally, yeah. Exactly,
the Independent Ireland co-leader Michael Collins told me this week that they will have a horse in this race as well, or they will have a candidate in this field. And perhaps speculation would centre around Ben Dalton O'Sullivan, who harnessed a big vote in the local elections in his second election, just 24 years of age. He'd brought a lot of elderly residents to Knock Shrine, Varna matchmaking festival and so on to help them reconnect after COVID, so he could be a dark horse. Mick Finn could be one as well, a bit of an anorak stat here. I think Mick Finn used to be the right hand man to John Dennehy, who won the famous recount here, triple recount over Cathy Sinnott in the heat of a June election in 2002.
That is a good while back, and John Dennehy had, of course, he was involved in the old the hockey heaves in the 1980s. A former steel worker from Toker. Finn has the sort of he's a very strong bars man as well. I give him a reasonable chance. I mean, it's very difficult to call the fifth seat here. A good day for Fine Gael could see them get two seats. I think Fianna Fáil will clearly win two. Fine Gael will one. I think Sinn Féin will clearly win a seat, and the other one is a kind of. The old cliche, too close to call. But on a good day, maybe and if independents are polling at about 19-20%, you've got to give them a chance.
Where would you see the last seat going?
It's very difficult to call. Whoever comes out of that three-way dance between Labour, Social Democrats and the Green Party emerges on top of that will go very, very close. And perhaps Laura Harman will be the favourite in that race by dint of geography alone.
I think you're tempted to say Pádraig Rice or Barry, judging by the tenor of your,
yes,
of your comments.
I trust my Social Democrats sources, but he is surrounded, as you say, and he is ensconced geographically, so perhaps Harman might be the favourite. But if McGrath and Martin are polling as strong as one might expect, Mick Finn could be dragged right into this contest
with their transfers
and of course Shane O'Callaghan, who perhaps would have expected some of Bishopstown to go his way in a constituency carve up, but now that's going to go towards Jerry Buttimer. He would need Fine Gael to have a very good day to be in the mix, but that last seat really is one of the most open in the country.
And all these predictions, of course, with the caveat that the campaign hasn't even kicked off. One thing that comes out of Cork South Central for me anyway from this podcast is when Barry Lenihan brings up anecdotes, the Dennehy anecdote for example, that far back, I am demanding to see your passport or your date of birth, Barry, because I certainly don't believe the chronology that's before me here. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Míle buíochas le Gary Murphy agus le Barry Lenihan. Barry's going to be back with us for an update after nominations close Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research, Kieran Cullen on sound, our producer Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RTE Radio 1 on results weekend and right across RTE Television and all of our digital platforms for full comprehensive coverage of all of the 43 constituencies where you are.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.